You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora at T-Storm Weather in Chicago is here. Mike, it's been raining quite a little bit. That's very unusual, at least for the plains areas over the last several years. And they have a wheat crop there that I would think would like the rain, but it's been a lot. Tell me about it and what the expectations might be for the next week or so.
Well, it's clearly been too much rain for portions of the plains. If you look at Oklahoma and Kansas and take rainfall from April 1st through today, you can see that one of the wettest periods since at least 1895 is underway. That's 121 years of record, and both states will end up in the top 10 rainfall numbers for that period. So we're talking about an extreme event. For Oklahoma, it's particularly interesting because even if it doesn't rain for the rest of the month, they'll still end up having been the second wettest April-May period since 1895, leaving only 1957 as potentially wetter. It is possible for Oklahoma to move even beyond 1957, making it the wettest April-May in at least 121 years, if they can get about 5 to 6 inches of rain through the end of the month. That will be a bit of a stretch, but we think a solid 2 to 4 inches is on the way for them, which probably is not good for wheat quality across that region. Hasn't been quite as extreme in Kansas, but still, they'll have a top 10 April-May rainfall situation, probably ranking around the fifth to, say, third wettest of the last 121 years in that state.
This begins to be important for folks in the Midwest and the corn market in particular, because wheat that is out of condition often becomes feed wheat and not going into human consumption. The Climate Prediction Center had a report out this morning looking forward. Have you looked at it?
Yeah, they're basically saying that there's a decent chance for a near to cooler than average summer and a near to wetter than average summer across most of the corn and soybean belt. Now, that's generally good for corn and soybean production, but we only really have one big clue right now for the future, and that's the amount of rain that's been falling to our west in the plains over the last 2 months. If you look at some of the wettest periods in Kansas and Oklahoma, like we talked about, we come up with three potential years that will have been similarly wet in both states. Those years were 1915, 1947, and 1957. Once we look at weather in those 3 years in the Corn Belt in the summer, we could see that all three of those years were cooler than normal in June, but then it was a bit mixed in July and August as far as rainfall goes. And interestingly enough, one of the hottest periods on record was in August of 1947 for the Corn Belt, which is even more interesting when you look at Kansas. In 1995 in Kansas, that was the wettest record there as far as rainfall over April, May, dating to 1895. And August 1995 was extremely hot in the Corn Belt. Now, we only have two observations, so we don't want to start forecasting a heat wave in August, and we certainly won't do that. But we do note that that is a bit interesting. As far as rainfall goes, though, that's also mixed, with June having been generally wet across the Corn Belt in 1915, 47, and 57, but then all of the rainfall numbers kind of fall apart by the time you get into July and August.
Thanks so much. That, of course, is Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.